AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Ben Carson has told the Conservative Political Action Committee meeting outside of Washington he's out of the GOP presidential race. But he says he'll work to encourage evangelicals to vote.
A lot of people in the faith community, they say, God's got it under control, so I just don't really need to do anything. Well, one of the ways that God controls it is through us. So we have to do stuff.
An Associated Press review of his campaigning filings showed Dr. Carson raised $58 million. That's more than any other Republican contender. But Team Carson burned through millions with only a small fraction going to advertising. Senior advisors spent funds with firms they own. Carson admits now mistakes were made. Hillary Clinton says it's time for a new bargain between American companies and their workers.
The Democratic frontrunner says companies need to do right by their employees and communities. Workers, she says, should be treated like assets to be invested in. At an auto parts plant here in Detroit, Clinton proposed a so-called clawback of tax benefits given companies that later move production abroad.
If you aren't going to invest in us, why should taxpayers invest in you?
As Clinton looks to cement her lead over Bernie Sanders ahead of next Tuesday's Michigan primary, she told workers government should help companies treat staff fairly, not reward greed and special interests. Mark Smith, Detroit.
Police in Los Angeles today reveal they are examining a knife that was reportedly found at O.J. Simpson's home.
Why they're doing this, the only thing I can assume is it's because of public pressure, that the public wants to know, was there a knife found or wasn't there a knife found? Was it the knife that killed Nicole and Ron? It may never be resolved.
Retired AP correspondent Linda Deutsch covered the case. This is AP Radio News. When astronaut Mark Kelly returned to Kazakhstan this week after spending almost a year aboard the International Space Station, the first thing he smelled was fresh air.
The air was refreshing because it was cool and it was different than the air I had experienced for the last 340 days.
When Kelly smelled something burning, he says he was told it was the Soyuz capsule that brought him and a Russian cosmonaut home. SpaceX has another launch under its belt, but not another rocket landing. The leftover first-stage booster hit the floating barge hard tonight in the Atlantic. SpaceX chief Elon Musk says he never expected to nail the landing because of the faster speed of the booster that was required to deliver a broadcast satellite to an extra-high orbit. Musk wants to retrieve and refly boosters to save time and money. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.